Roto Grinders presents the Daily Fantasy Fix podcast. Dan Bach talks to the biggest personalities in DFS, delivers commentary on the industry's most important topics, and gives you the advice you need to help build winning lineups.
Both the salary and the matchup are just too good. If you are not playing him in your head-to-head games, you are just going to lose.
You didn't really think we were going to get rid of that, did you?
Here's your host, the one and only, Dan Bach.
Hey everybody, what's going on? Welcome. Dan Bach back with you here on the Roto Grinders Daily Fantasy Picks podcast. So we get you set for a Tuesday night in Daily Fantasy Baseball. As always, thanks to our friends at Fantasy Draft. Make sure you make that deposit. Use that promo code Grinders. It's a great way to pay us forward here in terms of giving you the podcast for free, the happy hour for free. And then we also kind of pay it back to you with 3 months a free premium over there on Fantasy Draft, and I think you'll enjoy your experience, so check them out if you haven't done so already. Be playing over there. I missed PGA this week. Got just too distracted with stuff around roster lock and missed PGA over on Fantasy Draft. That's not happening this week with the with the Memorial coming up. So make sure you check them out if you haven't done so yet or in a while. Also, hopefully you had a great Memorial Day weekend. Hoops is kind of over, except, of course, we're going to have, you know, those showdown slates on DraftKings, single game on FanDuel. So, and I think a few other things in the mix as well, which I'll let you in on as we draw a little bit closer to it. But the NBA Finals kick off on Thursday. Cavs and Golden State, and obviously LeBron James getting that team to the finals. Just unbelievable getting to the finals with that group of scrubs. But man, I think that not gonna go much further. It's one thing to beat Boston. It's one thing to beat Indiana in seven games. Another thing to try and beat, you know, Durant and Curry and Thompson and Draymond. Good luck, LeBron. Good luck. But let's get to some baseball tonight. Before we do, one final thank you going out to Buffalo Wild Wings. And just a reminder, it's graduation time. Father's Day is in a couple of weeks. And, of course, you got to come up with gifts that go along with them. So before you buy your dad another kind of hokey gift like a tie or a balloon for that grad, well, guess what? Ask yourself, does your dad or your grad like wings or sports or better yet, both? The answer is yes, then go to Buffalo Wild Wings. Get them a gift card. Right now, if you purchase $30 or more of gift cards in-store or online, they're going to give you a $5 bonus to keep for yourself. That's basically like a free beer. So it's a gift that gives back to you. How generous of you. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports, terms, and conditions do apply. All right, let's get into baseball here tonight. Nice little game, a slate for us here on this Tuesday. And we'll start with starting pitching today. One thing that, you know, you'll definitely notice, and I think you'll see a lot of people, you know, talk about it, is Danny Duffy's price on DraftKings and Fantasy Draft. 4K on DraftKings and 8K on Fantasy Draft. Coming off a day where he scored, 25 DK fan draft points. Now, he hasn't been great so far this season, but if you take out that negative 14 or negative 15-point game where he gave up 8 hits, 5 walks, 9 earned runs in 3 innings versus Cleveland, he hasn't been all that bad. And he gets Minnesota today, and he's going to be an absolute path to big bats, to Coors Field, if you want to go there today. And I think a lot of people are going to play him. And, you know, there's not a huge spend-up pitcher, though, today. That's the thing. Like, if we were playing with Sale on the slate or a healthy Kershaw or a Scherzer or a DeGrom, Verlander, it'd be one thing. But, you know, our most expensive pitcher today is Charlie Morton versus the Yankees. Our second is Kenta Maeda versus Philadelphia. Our third is Blake Snell versus Oakland. So we've got a lot of matchups here that aren't, or starting pitchers here that aren't like blow me away, and I need to save on a 4K guy. So I don't know if it's going to be over the top ownership just because there is definitely still some risk in that. But the good thing is he is pitching in his own ballpark. He's going against a Twins team. It doesn't scare me a whole lot, but you do have a total in that game of 9. You've got a Twins implied run total of 4.73. So if there was more expensive pitching that I think you had to have, that would make him a plug-in play, I think, today at a price that just doesn't make a lot of sense. but I don't think that's the case today. So I'm fine with him. I'll put him in my rotation. It doesn't look like we've got ownership projections out just yet, but I'll be curious to see where he falls. Now, the guy who's popping on pretty much all three projection models on RG today is Kenta Maeda at 10.8. Again, that can change a little bit when lineups come out, but you got a Philadelphia team who I believe so far this season, you know, their numbers versus righties have been pretty bad, to say the very least, especially in the strikeout category. A 26% K rate versus right-handed pitching. That's the second highest in the league, just a little bit behind the Padres. Now, the WOBA at 310 is not very good either. The WRC plus at 94 is not terrible. Obviously, they do have some power out there, but this is a team that, you know, on the road in a very pitcher's, you know, advantageous ballpark out there in L.A., and he's walking in as a pretty strong favorite here at minus 178. I think Maeda, you know, you see his consistency in his starts. It's kind of been there, you know, 39 and 36 DraftKings points in the last two starts. Had a pretty bad game versus Cincinnati. Also had a 16 mixed in there. Obviously, you know, do we think we're going to get another 30-plus fantasy point day from Kenta Maeda today? Probably not. I would not be banking on that, but can he get us into the 20s? That's really, I think, what we're hoping for, and I do think that there's kind of minimized risk there today in this matchup. So he's a guy, plate IQ score, I think is tops on the slate for us tonight, so he makes a lot of sense, you know, at the top, and I'm not going to tell you not to play him at all. In fact, I think he's probably going to be the most, you know, popular guy that we have on this slate. Now, our other options, you know, Charlie Morton pitched against the Yankees like, what, three starts ago, I think it was, and pitched incredibly well. Four starts ago, I guess it was. 10 strikeouts, gave you 36 DraftKings fan draft points, pitched 7 2/3 innings. But, you know, sometimes you look at matchups and you got Vegas in your head and you say, Charlie Morton, excellent pitcher. So far this season, over the last couple seasons, pitched well against the Yankees, going against CC Sabathia, who's coming off his, you know, an absolute dog crap start, -7 fantasy points. In fact, he's been pretty, you know, underwhelming over the last three, -7, -12, and -5. And now he's going against a team in Houston who is one of the best in the league versus left-handed pitching. Starting to get hot, Jose Altuve, J.D. Davis, you know, that lineup is, you know, Bregman, like, they should feast here. They're going to be going right-handed all the way through this lineup. I really expected Houston to be, like, minus 150 today in this spot. I know it's a road game, and I know the Yankees' bats are good, but I'm off, like, 30 or more points here in terms of what I projected the odds to be to what they actually are. And that strikes a little bit of fear in me. So for that reason, you know, I think for me, like, if I was going to bet the game, I'd just bet the over, because I think we're going to see. I think Morton's risky. I think he's going to give up some runs here at 12-1. I don't really want to pay that salary on him tonight. So he's going to be the guy that I'm off of. Now, to be fair, you do have, you know, a lot of strikeouts in this lineup. You got Judge, you got Stanton, Sanchez, Greg Bird is back. You know, Gregorius. I mean, there's definitely K's to be had in this one, but there's something about that line that kind of stinks, and I don't know what it is, but I'm not going to be taking the side of, you know, Charlie Morton is going to shut them down, and so is CC Sabathia. I don't think that's the side I'm going to take. I'm taking the side of, I think we're going to see a bunch of runs in this game, and I think both sides on offense are kind of interesting. Actually, very interesting, especially the Houston side. So that's my problem with Charlie Morton here today. And when, you know, you factor in that price, I just don't see him, you know, really being the guy that, that, you know, I'm looking at here tonight. All right, we've got a lot of games to, you know, potentially get to today. We saw the Rays and Oakland, a pitcher's duel yesterday, and, you know, Chris Archer got it done. Cahill on the other side got it done. Today, it's Gossett versus Blake Snell. Snell, small favorite here on the road. That salary's really catching up to him at 10-6 today. You know, 8,700 on FanDuel is a little bit more reasonable to get behind, but 20K over on Fantasy Draft as well. The 8 strikeouts in each of the last two starts, pretty impressive. Oakland, let me see where they come in versus lefties here. On a K rate, we've got the A's. Okay, hold on. They don't go by A's. They go by Athletics. Okay, 23% K rate, a 302 WOBA, and a 91 WRC plus versus lefties this season. That's pretty, you know, run-of-the-mill on all those, you know, on all those marks comparative to the rest of the league. You know, I don't hate the upside of Blake Snell. It is a good pitcher's ballpark to be in as well. Would I prefer Maeda over him? Absolutely. Could you play him both? I suppose. But I think you're going to sacrifice, you know, some pretty good bats here tonight, and I think that's some of the problems that you're going to run into. All right, let's keep it going here on the pitchers because there's a lot to kind of talk about. We're not going to hit up everyone, but a guy that I do like tonight, Luis Castillo, going against Arizona, does fall number four in our Plate IQ premium rankings here today. We got him projected around 14.5 DraftKings fan draft points, and I like what we've seen from him here lately. Things have started to turn a little bit. He's, you know, 7,800 on FanDuel, and, you know, the K's 5-4-8-7-7. Those are his last four games. Last two starts came against Pittsburgh and Chicago. The two starts before that, Dodgers and Mets. I feel like this is a pretty good matchup for him. Now, we did see Arizona finally put up some runs yesterday. I mean, they've been a really questionable offense in terms of being able to put up big runs, and we do have the humidor effect potentially in play there. But you look at his game total sitting at an 8 today, and what I really like is the fact that the Reds are pretty much even money here against Arizona. The Reds probably shouldn't be even money versus anybody. Vegas likes this game, likes the Reds to keep it competitive, and they have been, you know, borderline dreadful so far this entire season. I'm not buying that Ketel Marte, that Nick Ahmed, that Socrates Brito. Is it Socrates? I know Bill and Ted would call it Socrates Brito, but I'm going to call him Socrates. I don't know. But all these guys, Descalso batting cleanup, just doesn't do it for me. And, you know, for that reason, I'm kind of on Castillo today at AK. I think there's definitely some strikeout upside there. Diamondbacks versus righties, third highest K rate in the league at 26%. The WRC plus at a putrid 66. That's got to be one of the worst in the league. Let me see where that's ranking right now. 66, yeah, dead last. 270 weighted OBA versus right-handers. So this feels like a get-right spot for Castillo to maybe pump a 25 fantasy point game out there. So I think he's one of my favorite guys on this slate. So I'm looking to roster him here today, especially at potentially lower ownership. After that, it gets a little bit dicey. You know, I'm not playing Steven Matz today, even if the weather does turn. You've just got, you know, too good of a hitting team there for Atlanta versus lefties, the best in the league right now. So I'm completely off of that one tonight. Bundy versus Washington, no thanks. I mean, there's a chance he's got some upside there at 9,500 in the, you know, in the K department. 14 strikeouts, 8-7. I guess the last three games have turned pretty well for him. Now, one came against the White Sox, pitched really well versus Boston, and pretty good versus Tampa. But at 9,500, if he's in the 8K, I don't mind him. I think there could be some tournament upside there because he can get all those Ks, but not anybody that I'm looking to in cash games. Rick Porcello seems to have fallen back a good bit here the last few starts. I'm not buying him against Toronto tonight. Let's see. And I think Tropiano's the one guy versus Detroit I don't hate. He's coming off an excellent start. 7 1/3, 6 strikeouts versus Toronto on the road. He's had, you know, a mixed bag of results. He's not somebody you're using for cash games today. But a 26 against Kansas City, a 22 against Baltimore, and a 27 against Toronto. Now, the other starts were 0.6, 7, 11, and 2. So, yeah, like, that's the perfect example of a tournament option for us at 7,200. Again, he gives you, I feel like, pretty good upside comparative to a guy like Danny Duffy. Now, obviously, he's going to give you or going to cost you a bit more, but if you're going to get Tropiano at sub 5% ownership, I don't hate it today. And then the last guy to look at here a little bit tonight, and I don't think I'm playing him because I don't like to play old guys. But, you know, Felix Hernandez is a strong favorite tonight in this matchup. Minus 170 at home against the Texas Rangers. This is a scary lineup when you've got Gallo, you've got Mazzara, you know, you've got Odor, you got lots of lefties in there. Let's bring up the good old plate IQ in this matchup and see if that changes my mind at all here with Felix Hernandez. All right, we're going to look at stats from, we'll start with this season right now, and 4.74 xFIP over the last two seasons, 4.13. Not a lot going for him, but he has neutralized lefties decently so far this season. 321 wOBA is not horrendous. Over the last 2 years, though, it's a 344 mark. So he's going to, you know, he's going to have his hands full here with those lefties. If he can navigate behind them, around them, he's going to be okay. But I think the one thing I'm taking away from that is he's not a great pitcher. He's a minus 170 favorite. And I think a lot of that is baked into the bats there for the Seattle Mariners potentially maybe having a pretty big day themselves. So keep that in mind. 4.82 implied run total for the Seattle Mariners. So probably not playing Felix Hernandez. I can't do it. Just can't do it. All right. I think those are the arms. Let me quickly do one more quick glance for us here to see if anything else is popping for me. You know, Freeland against San Francisco at home just doesn't feel like the right play. San Francisco just pretty decent there versus left-handed arms, so that's going to be a pass. You could make a case for Zach Godley against the dreadful Cincinnati Reds. Godley, though, you know, has given up four earned runs or more in four of his last six starts, so that's not particularly encouraging. Better ballpark for him, for sure, but, you know, man, you got 10 walks over the last two starts. If he's not finding the strike zone, if you're doing that, you're going to be in a heap of trouble here. So, at 8,600, I think that's too expensive. And then John Lester versus Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh's actually pretty good versus lefties. So, I don't see that being a play for me. He's kind of righted the ship here. Four out of his last five has gone for 17 DraftKings fan draft points or more. He's 8,100. Pretty good ballpark to pitch in. But, you know, Pittsburgh earlier this year, they tagged him for four runs in five innings, seven hits. He also had three walks that day. Like I said, the numbers on the Pirates versus lefties this season, I think it's one of the best in the league. Let me see here. He had 340 wOBA, 115 WRC+. Plus. For them with a 194 ISO and only a 19% K rate. So I think it's not the spot to really be chasing John Lester. I don't know why I'm stacking against him because I just, the Pirates are never a team that really scores a ton of runs, but I think that, you know, maybe this run of good starts for him slows down a little bit here tonight. All right, let's go over to the position-by-position breakdown for you here today. We'll start at the catcher spot, and, you know, we got to check the weather out there in Atlanta, but Tyler Flowers against the lefty is a pretty premier spot for him. He's been really good in that handedness split over the last couple of years. I think he might even had a home run last night or yesterday. 424 weighted OBA. Since the beginning of last season against left-handed pitching. Bats in a pretty good lineup order, which for most catchers is pretty tough thing to, you know, to have. So, you know, he's a guy who you definitely want to look at. And then if you can get Buster Posey at 4.2 versus Kyle Freeland today, I think I'd be willing to go there. I mean, he is by far the top projected guy that we've got today. Price per point wise, he's the, I think, the most expensive guy we have on the slate. And the second most expensive, if he's not the most, he's the second most expensive bat we have at this position. And he still has the second highest price per point next to like Tony Walters at 2.7. So usually when a guy is high priced, their price per point doesn't really look great. And that's not a stat that you really, you know, look at too closely, but I think it does give you a good indicator of how good of a spot this is. The plate IQ rating comes in at number two for him today. So, you know, absolutely, I think a guy that we can try and, you know, jam into our lineups potentially here today based on the ballpark factor. You know, one guy I didn't talk about is Tyson Ross. He's actually been pitching really well. He gets a home game there against Miami. He's 9,200, and he's actually been pretty darn decent so far this season. So I got to throw him into the mix as well as another possible guy. Real Muto, always interesting here, batting near the top of that lineup. But 3.9, I'll spend 300 more and go ahead and get Buster Posey today. In terms of value for us today, Zanino at 3.2. Again, I'm into that offense a little bit. We prefer him versus lefties, but I like him today. Max Stassi has raked versus lefties. Now, I don't know what his minor league numbers were versus this handedness split, and but since the beginning of last season for him, and I think he's basically mostly played just this year, you're looking at a 293 ISO and a 491 weighted OBA. You know, an average exit velocity of 92 miles an hour. That's the second highest on the team. Again, smaller sample size than you have, only 44 plate appearances for him, so we can't go too crazy into that. But I do think Houston's an excellent, excellent stack today. So I don't hate him against CC Sabathia, who I think could potentially get blown up today by the Houston Astros. All right, let's see if there's anybody else at this position that we want to chat about. You know, Ramos at 3.3, fair salary on him. Avila against Castillo. If you're not playing Castillo, he's only 2.5K. So, again, if you need a sub-3K guy, I don't think you need that today with the pitching that we have out there. This isn't like we're paying up and we've got $3,000 per position to spend on. So, probably don't need to go there. All right, moving on to first base today. The surprising plate IQ premium top number of the day is Brad Miller against Daniel Gossett today. He's not really on my radar per se, but the price at 3.2K probably makes him interesting. Batting leadoff makes him a little bit interesting. So, you know, plate IQ premium, big, big fan of him. Looks like Miguel Sano, you know, he's been back, and he's a guy who is just an excellent hitter. Finally went yard in his return yesterday against Kansas City, and I don't mind him here today as well, going against Danny Duffy here. It could get some leverage on this too, because you know everybody's going to be playing Duffy, or a lot of people are going to be playing Duffy. I expect him to pop in a lot of projection models today. And if you're playing Duffy, you're not playing Sano, but you know, here's a guy whose, you know, numbers versus lefties have been, you know, pretty well documented over the years. Let's bring it up on the old plate IQ. And we've got him sitting at a 278 ISO and a 379 WOBA. Contact WOBA, 466. So, again, the K rate, a bit of a problem at 32%. You know, Danny Duffy's, you know, K numbers versus lefties, pretty good at 23%, but, or excuse me, versus righties, it's at 19%. So I don't mind Mr. Sano in this start here, especially knowing the fact that we're probably going to get him at fairly low ownership. Let's see, Joey Votto versus Godley at 4.7. In theory, a good ballpark to hit in, but that game total looks a little bit lower than I kind of expected it to, so I don't think we have to go there. Jesus Aguilar is on fire. One cool tool I definitely think you should look at is in our daily batter hub, we've got our hot streak hitters. And he's a guy that, you know, you can see what players, you know, weighted OBA, OPS are over the last 14 days. And he was one guy that that jumped for me. 365. Or let's see, no, 365 is the on-base percentage. I don't really care too much about that, but the here we go. 449 WOBA, 1.089 ISO for him over the last 14 games, and I think four home runs as well. So he's a guy who I'm kind of interested in against Michael Wacha. Not, Waka's not a guy I'm really looking to pick on per se, but if you want a one-off and a guy who's been, you know, hitting the ball pretty well, if you're a believer in the old hot streaks, there's a guy to consider. If you need value, Chris Davis hitting like 120, but he finally gets a pitcher here, doesn't strike guys out. So in theory, he should do well against Hellickson. Now, this in theory, he should have done well against Dylan Covey the other night, and he didn't. And by the way, Dylan Covey got blasted yesterday again by the Indians. So always a day late in terms of my stack against that guy. But if you need a power one-off bat, you could potentially go there. And you know, again, Coors Field's going to be just a great, great place to potentially find bats. One team I want to talk about here, too, is the Cubs. They get Kingham today for Pittsburgh and did some, you know, was looking at his numbers here a little bit. And this guy's, what, been an eight-year minor league guy, came up in, what, 2010, finally, you know, made his debut this season. And, you know, you got an xFIP of 2.47 for him, a 10.31 K per nine. But you look at the numbers from what he did in the minors, don't really line up with what he's done in these 18 innings here in the big leagues. So I think there's some regression waiting to happen, and I think it could potentially happen tonight. And, you know, I know the xFIP is in line. Like, it doesn't stand out. Again, very small sample size, so we can't get, you know, too crazy on that one. The Sierra's 2.60, but I'm not really buying it from the numbers that we saw from him, you know, in the minor leagues. He was pretty average to mediocre pitcher in the minors. And, you know, I think that, you know, looking at some Cubs today would not be a bad idea. We saw Rizzo end up having a homer against Chad Kuhl again yesterday. So don't hate the Cubs today. They're definitely one of my kind of sneakier stacks potentially tonight versus Kingham, who I'm not ready to buy in to what we've seen so far this season. So I like him a good bit today to potentially send one out. Let's see, any other first baseman? I think that covers it. You know, Justin Smoke versus Porcello, fine matchup for him, but he's 4K tonight. So there you go. Let's move on. Second base, next up for us. And, you know, Matt Carpenter, you know, gets Davies today. Salary is $3,800. That feels like the highest price we've had on him for a while. But, you know, things starting to turn for him. They did at the beginning of last week, then they slowed down. And then over the last three games, he's got six hits, including two home runs. He's been at 17, 14, 17 DraftKings points over the last three games. Decent ballpark to hit in out there in Milwaukee. So Carpenter, you know, definitely the flexibility that you've gotten him works. Brian Dozier, typically a guy that, you know, we really love versus lefties, but his numbers so far this season is not great. 150 ISO, a 320 WOBA, and an absurd 239 contact WOBA. That's interesting. His contact WOBA, that feels like something's not right there, that his contact WOBA is less than his regular weighted OBA. But I'll have to talk to Jimeno and see if I'm reading that right. But, you know, you look at the numbers since the beginning of last season, though, a 265 ISO and a 404 weighted OBA. So he's definitely got a ton of power here versus lefties. Hasn't really seen it. And I don't know if that skill set just faded away. So, hey, I think that that's going to normalize at some point, you know, maybe against Danny Duffy. Again, if we get him at lower ownership because people are wanting that 4K number, then, you know, better news for us, for the people who aren't playing him today. Ozzie Albies, not Abelis, Ozzie Albies, big number at 5,100, but a great handedness split here versus Mats at 5.1K. So yeah, I like Carpenter. I like Dozier a lot. I think those are like my cash game plays. Scooter Jeanette's been on another planet over the last 14 days. One of the hottest hitters in baseball. I mean, I think he's got more home runs than anybody not named Mike Trout this month, or darn close to it. He's 4.5K though. So I think I'm going to pass on that one tonight. You know, Cozart leading off at 3.2 versus Fulmer. I don't love the Anaheim stack today. They really kind of blew up in my face yesterday. Trout came through late with a home run, but man, that was kind of nerve-wracking. But that's a decent price for a leadoff hitter, so don't mind him one bit at that number tonight. Let's see. I think that's probably where I'm looking real quick. Let me see. You know, Javier Baez at 4.8. Jose Altuve, another guy. Altuve really starting to turn it up. Again, looking at the hot streak hitters, he's a guy that is definitely starting to pop over there over the last couple of weeks. Let's see. Over the last 14, 475 WOBA, 1.12 OPS over a DraftKings points. I'm not sure what at-bat per 14. Either way, Jose Altuve, he's starting to get it right. Gets a lefty in Sabathia. No problem with him if you want to pay up to get him. So I think both those guys, kind of interesting for us today on the high end. All right, because again, I don't think we need to look to be saving guys. Unless, of course, we want to play Arenado against Jeff Samardzija. Now, Samardzija has been complete and utter trash. I don't even know why he's still in the rotation. I mean, he is bad. You look at that, four hits, five walks in less than five innings, five hits, three walks in less than seven innings, six hits, two walks in less than six innings. He's just getting knocked around all over the place. This doesn't really feel like a great spot for him. The one thing you can say is this isn't like a crazy hot, steamy day out there in Colorado. It looks like we're looking at 67 degrees in the temperatures. You know, this is the time of year where you look for those 90-degree spots. You look for the dew point over 70, I believe the number is, the magic number for Kevin Roth. And I don't feel like, you know, we've got a ton of those spots happening tonight. I know yesterday Detroit was a pretty warm spot. One of the warmest that we have out there is going to be Pittsburgh and the Cubs. So, again, maybe more reason to look to that team. So, again, spend ups on Arenado and Bryant should be fine for you today. Bryant's 600 cheaper than Arenado, and I don't hate it. Again, I'm not buying Kingham today. So, Bryant's, I'm fine with him. I like the Cubs a good bit. Let's see. Justin Turner, 4K against Arrieta. Fine matchup for him. Pretty good implied run total for that Dodgers team if you want to look there. Some other premium plate IQ guys who are popping for us today. Let's see. I talked about Sano already. Camargo out there with Atlanta at just 2.9K if you need value. I don't see me doing that at this position today. I guess the guy a little bit further down that I'd look at it would be Kyle Seager. 3,100 on FanDuel, 35 on DraftKings, 65 over there on Fantasy Draft. Things starting to turn for him just a little bit. Had a couple of decent days this past weekend. So don't mind him today in this matchup, especially if I like Seattle to score some runs, which I do. All right, moving on to shortstop here. And, you know, I don't talk that much about the Red Sox, but they're pretty much good every night. And, you know, Xander Bogaerts has been feeling like really improved and really healthy this year and just getting it done against Estrada, you know, Mookie Betts, JD Martinez, Xander Bogaerts. These guys are fine options pretty much every single night if you can make it work. You know, Machado here against Hellickson. This feels like a smash spot for him. Against Hellboy, who I'm just not as fond as maybe the numbers kind of show this season. He's kind of slowed down a little bit. Machado got red hot there for a while, but last couple of games, 3-5-7, he's getting you some fantasy points, but not a crazy amount of pop in that bat at 5.2. I think some people probably won't go there. Story versus Arrieta is a tough buy for me at 4.6, but again, Samardzija, who knows how deep he's going to go. He might get some at-bats versus some left-handed pitching, which is certainly something we like. Addison Russell finally got on the board with a home run. Has not had a whole lot of them so far this season, but two hits and two at-bats, including a home run yesterday. So if you're a believer in hot streaks, if you're a believer in the Cubs stack today, you can get him at a pretty decent salary tonight. Trey Turner, 4.7, fine, but I'd probably rather go up to Machado if I'm going to be in that neighborhood tonight. Yeah, I think that's it. Cubs, some Manny Machado potentially today. Correa gets Sabathia. Yeah, he's pretty good versus lefties. I wouldn't mind him one bit today. 4.4K, so very stackable player for us. All right, last spot. Let's get to the outfield. And, man, I mean, Mookie Betts is unreal. Harper is good. Martinez is good. Mike Trout feels like he hits a home run every single night. You play all these guys. You don't need a tout to tell you to play them. Same with Charlie Blackmon versus Samardzija. Feels like a really, really good spot. The alternatives kind of in that middle tier or maybe the lower-owned guys. I don't mind Nelson Cruz. We prefer him versus a lefty, but I really think Seattle put some numbers up on the board today. So he's kind of interesting for us. We've got Andrew McCutchen versus a lefty in Coors. Kyle Freeland, been pretty decent this year, but this team has played well versus left-handed pitching, especially compared to what they do versus righties. So he's 3.7 in Coors. Get a pretty good price tag on him tonight. Kyle Schwarber should have had a home run yesterday. Got robbed by Corey Dickerson. Maybe he gets one today versus Kingham. So price tag not cheap at 4.2, but definitely a name to consider. Let's see. Ian Happ, really like him. I don't think anybody's going to play him. Another guy swinging a hot bat over the last 14 days, and he is 4K. Again, I'm on the Cubs today. I like them to do some damage. If you want to go to Houston today, obviously this team against lefties is one that, I'm super interested in. Springer at the top. I didn't mention Bregman or J.D. Davis, but both of these guys have been pretty darn hot lately. J.D. Davis is 2,100 over there on DraftKings. Had a homer last night and hasn't been bad when he's been in the lineup. So could be a guy versus a lefty to take a look at. Bregman over the last couple of years, just, smashing versus lefties. So he's at 4K. So third base, again, lots of guys at third base. Advantages of playing on fantasy draft. You want Bregman, you want Arenado, you want Chris Bryant. You can get them all. Just play the infielders. There you go. That's it. Infield and utility spots. You can get them all. I like it. If you're playing FanDuel, you might want to use two of those guys here today in your outfield spot. Let's see if we can get some value for you real quick as well at this position here. Let's see. Okay. Castellanos, pretty good player for under 4K, so he's a guy that I don't mind one bit. I mean, he's not the top price per dollar guy, but definitely a cheap price tag on him. Sean Rodriguez versus lefties has been a very good matchup over the years. Again, I don't want to stack on Pittsburgh, but if you need a one-off, if you need an under 3K guy, he's a guy who can sometimes get it done. And same with Dietrich at 2,700 versus Tyson Ross. Again, under 3K options. We shouldn't need too many of them today, but there's a couple for you that you might be looking at potentially. And I don't hate Marcell Ozuna. Maybe I'm just banging my head against the wall with this guy. But look at the game logs here. Let's see. That's 5, 7, 9, 10, 11 hits over the last five games. So he has been seeing the baseball, appears a little bit better. Only 3,200 against Milwaukee. Nice ballpark to hit in. I don't hate him potentially tonight. All right, that's going to do it for me today. I'm out of here. Quick recap in terms of the stacks that I'm looking at tonight, especially because tournaments is kind of what I'm looking to play this time of year in terms of baseball. And so I like the Cubs today. I think the Astros are one of my favorite stacks. You could even look at the Mets on the other side as a true like leverage stack. I probably would do that in just like a lower dollar one, like one that has even greater variance. Like, I'm not worried about really getting a 3% owned team in a 150, three entry 150 max tournament. I'm more worried about that if I'm firing at the, 20 entry max $4 game. So that's where I'd like roll a team like the Yankees. But I do like Houston there. I think the Twins are an interesting leverage spot. Obviously, the Rockies versus Samardzija, no problem with them at all. And then Seattle, the last team that I'm looking to get some exposure to tonight. But that's going to do it. I'm out of here. Thanks for listening. Thanks to Fantasy Draft. And be sure to leave us a review over there on iTunes. Lots of great stuff coming to Roto Grinders. If you're not a premium subscriber, remember, 7-day free trial. Try it before you buy it. I think you'll enjoy all the different features we are giving our premium subs. And thanks to all you guys who support us here on the free stuff, like the podcast and the live shows. Make that deposit on Fantasy Draft. It goes a long way for us. We'll be back again tomorrow. Until then, good luck in your contest, and we will see you.